Let's take a look at what the January edition of the IBSI FinTech Journal has in store for you. I'm Robin Amlow, Managing Editor of IBS Intelligence, and this is what we're serving up. You'll want, first of all, if you missed the announcements, to find out who's won what at the 4th Global FinTech Innovation Awards. And truly global they were too, with 151 nominations across 94 banks from 47 countries around the world. Full details of all the categories and all the winners in our journal. You can also catch up with the ceremony itself on our YouTube channel, hosted by yours truly and our head of research, Nikhil Gokhale. And I should say, he and his team did all the hard work. Our big interview this month is with Prakash Patni, Managing Director, Digital Transformation for IBM Cloud for Financial Services. And he's telling us it's all about attracting Gen Z in the front office and transformation in the back office. As for Gen Z, to paraphrase the old saying, the digital natives are restless. And Prakash Patni has some thoughts about what banks need to do to placate and enthuse them. We have opinions on how embedded finance can encourage savings. It's not just about making spending easier. Improving the quality of your customers' experience and, life being what it is in Europe at the moment, what you need to do to make sure you don't breach sanctions. It's the time of year when we all polish up our crystal balls, so we devote 10 pages to commentaries and comments on the trends we're likely to see in 23, and what they mean for the banking and finance industry and fintechs in particular. For now, the signs are, well, not entirely discouraging. The glass remains on balance half full rather than half empty, especially in London, where despite some recent gloom from big tech, the fintech scene still looks exciting and is attractive to international players. I'd also mention the landmark deal between Microsoft and the London Stock Exchange, a 10-year strategic partnership, of which more in the journal. Our January journal also includes all the usual sections. You'll find details of the latest M&A deals in fintech, the venture capital action, who's buying and who's selling tech solutions. Deal flow in terms of systems purchases and VC investment remains frenetic, but what we report on this issue are all deals finalised in 2022. The big question is, will that activity continue this year? All this and more in the January edition of the IBSI FinTech Journal from IBS Intelligence, the leading global pure-play financial technology research, news analysis and advisory firm.